Hello and welcome to the Breaking Heads podcast number 81. I'm Fred, your host, and I'm bringing you another interview with a player from the Crown of Europe Invitational, which we are organizing just before the Alpine Cup in Salzburg at the end of this month. I'm very happy to have a player from Slovenia here today, which is Dejan. Welcome to my podcast.
Hello, Fred. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
Nice. Let's have a nice conversation with you about US player, the Invitational, a bit also about the 10th edition, which we know more and more as time goes by. And of course, about Slovenia and the tournament scene there, because I don't know much about Slovenia and I don't know much about 40K in Slovenia. So I'm really looking forward to get to know more. You are currently or have been for quite a few times now the national team captain for Slovenia, even though the team is not going to be attending the WTC this year. But you have been attending team tournaments, for example, the Winter Team Championship, the Frontier Team Championship, where you got second and third just after the Polish teams and just got second place in Klagenfurt in Austria. So what I've heard is that you attend the Balkan tournaments and the Austrians quite a lot. So I'm looking forward to hear about your tournament practice and experience. Let's start at the very beginning of your tournament and competitive 40K life. So how did you get into competitive 40K? When did you start?
All of those infos are true. So I started playing 40K in second edition. Do you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. So I started playing 40K in second edition with still my favorite army, Dark Angels. And then I played until around fifth edition, mid fifth, and I had a pause until the eighth edition, where I started also with the competitive 40K, but more competitively, or let's say full competitively, I'm playing it since the ninth edition, actually. Mm-hmm.
And your main faction are still the Dark Angels?
Well, it were for the most of the ninth edition. I waited 20 years to field all Terminators, so I had my fun.
You really got a big gift at the end of ninth, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, cool. Did you play Dark Angels even though they had like this really rough period where their codex came and then they were kind of forgotten because Dukhari and Atmec came?
Well, actually, I started Dark Angels back in the second edition, as I said, because I love the Terminators and the Deathwing lore.
Yeah, but I mean, like, competitively, did you still play them?
No. I mostly played Chaos factions competitively.
Ah, you traitor. And,
no, Dark Angels is the only true Chaos Legion, man.
Okay. I like that attitude.
So I didn't play them competitively.
You played mainly. So I guess then most of the time in A9th edition, you played chaos, different chaos factions.
Chaos demons, chaos knights, a little bit of custodes, but custodes is, I don't know, chaos knights and demons mostly.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Is there any certain playstyle that you would say that is present in all these armies you have played?
Well, if you see all of my 9th edition armies, which I attended tournaments, so it was Deathwing. At the end now, it was the World Eaters, and then it was Chaos Knights with Abaddon, of course, and Demons. I like it really aggressive. So I like fast armies that can hit good. That's my play style.
I think that's also going to be very handy in the 10th edition, but we can talk about this more later. So in the introduction, I said there are not that many tournaments in Slovenia. Tell us a little bit about what tournaments you usually travel to or what country you need to travel to usually to get to bigger tournaments.
Well, mostly we are traveling, or I am traveling, and also my teammates, we are going to Austria because we have like a 2.5 hour drive to Leoben or 1 hour drive to Klagenfurt. And most of the Austrian WTC team members are in that region. So we have really good tournaments over there.
So mainly Austria, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hear Kevin from the Pine Cup. He's really putting lots of work in. He's also kind of the Austrian set. They're basically organizing all the tournaments for them now.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's a really nice person, and he does really good tournaments. And I like having him as a friend because also playing against him is really something that puts you on the next level, and I really like the things he's doing for the Austrian, not only Austrian scene, also for us, because in last 2 years attending their tournaments mm-hmm. made also our meta stronger, so we like it.
Ah, that's interesting. That's actually something the Austrian Switzerland players we interviewed early also said about coming to Germany. Because they have a bigger scene there, then they also felt like they had some more exposure to different things. So it's really cool that it seems like Austria for your country is the next bigger ones, and then you can go there and really have lots of benefits from it.
Well, the thing is that Austrian players are also coming to our tournaments, and they are making our players better because they start to think about new lists or new play styles or new tricks. And mm-hmm. we're going to Austria and Austrian bigger tournaments as, let's say, Alpine Cup, because there are players also from Germany, France, all over the Europe. So we are taking advantage of this because it's close to us and we all grow from it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a thing that's really nice.
That's amazing. I think really the more travel, the more there's exposure and so on. What other countries are coming to Slovenian tournaments or you?
Well, the thing
you
is,
travel to?
Yeah, well, we usually had only 1 day tournaments, and since last year we had the first GT in Ljubljana called the Mona GT. Mm-hmm. We had players from Austria, Serbia, Croatia, like our pool, you know, from all around our country, and this year we are making again the Emona GT, and we're having golden tickets for Atlanta, so we are hoping that we can have also players from other countries like, I don't know, Germany or Hungary and stuff like that. Would be really nice.
That's pretty cool. But aren't these tickets like nation locked or something?
No, we have two tickets. So one is nation locked and one is for the winner of the GT. So,
oh, interesting. Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. That's a nice catch.
Yeah. So we're really glad that we got it mm-hmm. because it's really nice. If a Slovenian doesn't win, we still have a ticket to send our best general, best player.
Yeah, how it should be, right? But it's also good to use this ticket. I mean, in general, all these giving out these tickets really is to attract more players coming to the events and compete. Can you maybe just that people know it once? When is the tournament? When's the qualifier in Slovenia?
So Emona GT is in September. So the third weekend of September, it's 23rd, I think. It's mm-hmm. a 2-day tournament, 5 rounds, and the winner goes to Atlanta.
Nice.
So I can maybe give you also the code to put it inside the cast so people can have the QR code to see all the infos.
Yeah, you should definitely give me the link. I will put it into the podcast and YouTube video description for you guys. Okay, that's amazing. I introduced you with going to the getting second at the Winter Team Championship and Frontier Cup. Can you remind me again, where are these tournaments held?
The winter team championship happened in Zagreb, Croatia. It's February, I think. It ran each year, but now since COVID, I think it didn't happen for 2 years. So this year was the first one after 2 years, and it was really amazing because, again, Zagreb or Croatia is a country next to us, and we have like a 1 hour drive, and it's really reachable for us. So we took advantage of it. And Frontier Cup happened in Bratislava in May, so last month. And that was really amazing, playing in a casino. Mario was a head judge, and a lot of amazing people again, which we played against before, and it was nice.
Yeah, you must be quite proud of getting second and third there, right? Just after the Polish.
Oh yeah, it's something that 3 years ago wouldn't be imaginable for a Slovenian Warhammer 40k scene. It's something that, you know, you wouldn't dream of it.
So now, what's different now than 3 years ago? How did you get here?
Well, the thing is that we started with a systematical approach. So we started vetting our players, or let's say learning them slowly how to get competitive, not by just destroying, you know, because it's a small meta. We have 20 to 30 active players, and it's hard to play competitively against people that they play, let's say, for fun or for the lore. And we started with our local tournaments, inviting Austrian players, Croatian players, Serbian players. And the meta just started growing. And I also think that 9th edition helped a lot with it because missions were better. Because if you remember the 8th edition, I really hated the secondary cards. It was something that I hated it.
Yeah, and basically there was no real tournament setup to play by. You either have to play the American system or the WTC system. Yeah. In Germany, we even had like our own homebrew system. It was very a mess.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, the placing of the objectives when player places their own objectives. So if you make, skew lists with 200 cultists, you place your three objectives and that's it. And in 9th edition, I mean, it was abusable, but I think it was more balanced for the tournament play. And people liked it a lot. So I think it helped that we slowly started with our national leagues and smaller tournaments, national tournaments, and then starting with the GT and going around promoting the tournaments in Austria and everything, connecting with Kevin. This really helped us a lot. So I think it's the main reason why our players started to think more out of the box.
This sounds amazing. Like all these balanced data slides and seasonal updates, they actually do something. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, they did a lot, I think.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Now you are one of the best players of your respective country. You have also, I assume, put quite a lot of time in building up the scene and supporting that. Now you're going to the Invitational in Salzburg at the Alpine GT. What are your goals at the Crown of Europe tournament?
My goals at the Crown of Europe is that by the game 3, I will know the phases without looking at the cheat sheet. That would be amazing, I think.
That's very humble.
Yeah. And maybe if I win one of the games, will be also nice.
Okay. Have you started memorizing the sheet yet?
Oh well, it's,
you know, we lost phases in for 10th edition. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I think we'll do something to be to make it happen. I'll probably bring some simple army to remember everything.
Have you played You might have seen the schedule. I was not the schedule, the player field. I was sent it to you in Discord now again. Have you played against any one of these players before at any of the tournaments you have attended?
Well, I played against William last Alpine Cup.
William really nice from guy. Switzerland?
Yes, it was really nice. I mean, he got the good pairing against me, I think. I have played also with...
What matchup was that against William?
Oh, Votan against Deathwing.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's pretty good with this Votan, yeah.
Then I played against Paul from Romania, another really nice guy. And we are actually talking a lot lately about building a Balkan circuit, so we're really in contact. I also played against Mario. Again, a really nice game. I remember his Harlequins in Leoben. Really nice guy. So looking forward to meeting him again. Never played against Mate, but I heard that now that I don't have Dark Angels, he's up for it, so we'll do it. And of course, I played against Peter Steiner from Austria a few times. Another guy, nice guy. So all the nice guys. I know other guys, but never played against them. So the guys which I played against were all really nice guys. Of course, I forgot for Andreas. Andreas is also one of the best Austrian players. So looking forward to be at the same tournament with him also. So.
Nice. Okay. Is there a player you would want to play against? You say, "Oh, I really want to play against him against him in the invitational."
Oh, if I could have 15 or 16 rounds against everybody. So, I think
you have to pick one.
I have to pick one.
Yes.
Ooh, if I have to pick one. Yeah. Well, let's make Mate.
Mate, cool. Marke from Hungary. Mate. We just had him in the other episode. Perfect.
Oh yeah, nice.
And if you look at these players, so you might know a few of them. You maybe not know all of them. What's your impression of this player field? What do you think? Maybe who is the favorite to win the Invitational?
Oh, it's the 10th edition, man. So I wouldn't make any. Predispositions, but I think that Peter can make it to the game four for sure. Also, I think William. And for the rest of the guys, if I'm not mentioning you, I think that it really is a crown of Europe. So I think everybody has a chance.
Cool. Is there any expectations you have? What kind of armies people are going to bring to the Invitational? Maybe you always think a faction is strong or a playstyle?
Oh, yeah. Well, I talked with a group from the UN team, the WTC, and my opinion when I'm looking at all of these indexes being released is that every army has this Death Star combo that I think whichever player makes it first wins the game by turn two. So I think it's really, really hardcore. We have to see for the missions because how the missions will be played. But I think the edition so far from the start should be pretty hardcore.
What do you mean by Death Star? Can you give us an example?
I don't know. Let's say the Hellblaster with Azrael in Impulsor combo or something like that. The Deathwing Knights with minus one damage turning to zero before it's nerfed.
I actually don't think we're gonna play it like this. You can assume we're gonna play. we are not playing directly WTC rules, but we are playing like very close to WTC rules. Oh, okay. And I don't know if they will have even like. Actually, they should be quite quick in the woods because WC is also around the corner. And usually, whenever something like this comes up and GW doesn't fix it, then WC is going to fix it. So No, sorry. All the Dark Angels and Death Guard, you guys going to be wounded or like can be hurt by damage one weapons.
Yeah. It should be like that. Yeah. It should be like that. But, you know, you have a lot of, like, if you check the Custodes index today, they have really good stratagems. Mm-hmm. They nerfed them the number of the wardens for the unit, but still you can take few of the wardens and few of the blade champions and just advance you to the middle of the board, turn on the feel no pains, and then advance and charge and stuff like that.
What's the maximum of wardens you can play in one unit yet? I skipped the Custodes index today.
Oh, okay, I think it's 6 now.
Well, that's 6 with a 4 plus Pheno Pain. That's also hard to shift.
Yeah, and yeah. if you put the Blade Champion inside, you have the Advance mm-hmm. and Charge. So,
yep.
You know, if you see the Death Watch mm-hmm. Mortal Wound Spam, it's already nerfed, I think.
Yeah.
So
luckily. I'm actually really happy about that because I couldn't believe when people told me.
But things like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, I see. Yeah.
If you and each of those players playing this, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong, it's not to be meant as an offense or something, but each of us can make a combo, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the on the competitive level, that's pretty hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm looking forward to see what combos the players are going to pack out. And I mean, this is really like a for Central Europe, the first big 10th edition tournament. And we already have some invitation. That's going to be really interesting. Let's go a bit more in general to the 10th edition. We have now seen more than half of the index, I think. And we don't have the points yet at the moment of recording this interview. What are your expectations? What are your first thoughts about the 10th edition?
I think we really need to see the points first, to see how those combos we see now, but we see them now with the points from the last edition, mm-hmm. How will they work? And of course, we need to see the competitive pack of missions. How will be they played? So I think all of the armies are really good. All of the indexes are really good, maybe with some few of them being not so good as we thought, but I like the World Eaters one. I like the Chaos Knights, Chaos Demons also. But those are
The World Eaters a bit disappointing?
No, I like them. I mean, they nerfed the pregame move, but now you have 6 inches scout move plus auto advance and advance in charge. I think it's better, but you know.
Well, this pregame move in 9th edition should never have been a thing. Come on.
Yeah. In 9th edition, no, but now in 10th, it's even better, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds mean.
Yeah, and. I don't know, but I'm really looking at the factions I play, so I'm not maybe the most objective person on the other indexes, mm-hmm. but I find them just okay. Everything what comes out is fine, and I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you said in the beginning, and I want to agree with you, because the points they make and they destroy everything.
Yeah,
in the end.
Of course. Yeah, of course. If you make units cheaper, then everybody will play them, of course. And yeah. If they're expensive, then maybe no one will.
Yeah, true. Especially if you play aggressive armies, like you said, right?
Yeah,
then
yeah.
If you can only field half of what you wanted to bring, then there's no.
Yeah. That, yeah.
It's not really a good army.
For competitive play, no. But if you just want to have fun, then. Fuck it.
yeah, of course. Okay, cool. Let's talk a little bit. We already touched a bit on your local tournament scene. You said the meta is really being influenced and growing through the exchange with the other scenes and countries next to Slovenia. Can you describe a bit more what the meta is in your country? Are you like copying a lot what the others do? Are you copying a lot of stuff you maybe read on Goonhammer or general like the internet publications? Yeah.
The thing is, again, we come back to the small country and the small scene, so it's hard to get something new out. I mean, some guys are trying and making their own combos, which are working, and it's happening more and more often. But most of the meta is made by, let's say, don't be, I mean, I'm not shy to say it, but it's made by internet. So, you know, in the time of internet, it's the most easy way to make it. And if we had maybe a bigger scene, or if we had at least, I don't know, 100 players, we could maybe make new ideas. But when you're limited to 30 players and you're playing against them all the time, you know the play style, you know the decisions they make and everything. So that's why it's important for us to go abroad and play with other people.
But do you you say it's very influenced by the internet and what you see outside? Is it that people come and copy it? Do they have like their own head? Is it a bit separated?
Oh yeah, I mean it's the mix of both. I think it's the mix of the what people read and try themselves, because also. You maybe don't have all the models from the meta on you saw on the internet, let's say. And it's really, if you see the American meta and European meta, it's different because of the different play styles, different. I know if you play WTC rules, you have WTC terrains and everything. So, you know, we are thinking about it, and also we're thinking about it when we are playing in these team tournaments and everything. We try to make our own lists with purpose, you know.
Does the WC and the Woods have a big influence there?
WC, sorry,
WTC.
Oh yeah, we are playing only by the WTC rules. We also invested some money and time into buying the WTC terrains. So we bought the official WTC terrains, and we're just playing over those rules, because we think that all tournaments we're attending around our country are played by those rules. So
okay. That will probably set you up very well for the Alpine GT, because we're basically using the WTC terrain there. And as I said already, also orientate ourselves very closely to the rules from the WTC. My last question for now would be, how are you then, maybe also with your local scene, how are you guys preparing for the 10th edition and then you for the tournament, the invitation especially?
Well, for the 10th edition, there's really a big hype, and we are seeing a lot of new players joining the party. So we are thinking that the 10th edition, if played right, will bring a lot of new players in Slovenia also, because people see our team's efforts and our team's achievements. And I think it's a big factor in bringing new people in. So we're preparing by just reading and talking about the indexes, making like combos and, you know, just general chatter. And how am I preparing for the Crown of Europe? Well, when I see the points Friday. When I see the points.
And then what are you going to do? And then you have basically...
Oh, yeah, I will just bring one army.
2 weeks you have time.
I have 2 weeks. That means I will be able to play from 2 to 5 games if I'm lucky. And basically the thing is, I'm just, I will pick one army and I will stick with it for 2 or 3 months just to bring their maximum out. And that's it. And then when the erratas and the data slates fall, we will have a bigger picture, I think.
Okay, interesting. I wish you the most of luck for your preparation, and of course at the tournament, looking forward to see you there in person. You now have time for any shout outs and closing words. Feel free to plug anything you want.
Oh yeah, well, thank you for having me. Thank you also for inviting me to the Crown of Europe. It's really a big honor to be lined up next to all of the those guys who will be playing. I don't know. I listen to Mate. I will not bring World Eaters, so he can have all the fun. and again, I'm looking forward to it.
Do you want to plug your qualification tournament again, maybe?
Oh yeah. Well, I invite you again to the Emona GT, which will happen in September in Ljubljana, Slovenia. It's place is really nice. City is really nice. It's small. It's nice. It's super cheap, and I really hope to see also guys from Germany coming, because that would mean a lot for our meta and for everything we are trying and are doing for the scene in Ljubljana. And also I would like to shout out to all of the guys which are in our let's say friendly relations, and we are trying to do the Balkan circuit again. With the teams from Romania, from Serbia, Croatia, also Greece. This should be really fun, and this should maybe help us make our own Eastern European, Southeastern European meta. So I think in the future we will be a factor.
Nice. Looking forward to that. Thank you, Dejan, for the interview. And thank you, everyone at home, for listening to this podcast. Make sure to tune in when we will have more podcasts, more interviews with the other players from the Crown of Europe Invitational at the Salzburg GT. And of course, also tune in when we are live from the Salzburg, from the Alpine GT in Salzburg. At the end of this month, this will be the 30th, and we will be streaming 3 days and commentating all of the 10th edition goodness for you at home here on the Breaking Heads YouTube channel. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you, bye.